debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Hello. Welcome to Blummel, the after show, St. Patty's Day. Friday. Gearing up for a great weekend.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I always say Friday is the best day. Because the anticipation of the weekend is often better than the actual weekend. I feel like on Friday, you got all these plans of all these big things you're going to do, things you're going to accomplish, or just fun that you're going to have. And then Saturday rolls around, and you're just like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing shit. That may happen. We may go to Regularize Up.
Right.
Get some footage. People watch. That's always a good time. Or we may just stay inside.
I'm gonna get a little footage today, I think.
Yeah, we're going. Can we say where we're going? Because it's a.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, we're going to River O' Green, where they dye the river green. And Blitz, I'm sure you understand what exactly they're doing and if they're harming the environment. But what exactly are? How are they dyeing it green? Just with some dye?
That actually is exactly what they do, is use dye. And they say it's environmentally friendly and doesn't hurt the fish and all that, which I can't assume. Anything you pour into the water is probably not good.
It
but there's actually,
green.
Yeah, there's actually like a bunch of petitions or a few bigger petitions.
Will
like,
PETA be there?
I hope not. I don't know. I don't think it's like that type of thing, but like a lot of like fishermen and stuff just don't like it because literally anything you pour in the water, like it's. Can't be good.
No. I'm not just going to fuck with the visibility or the plankton or the algae. Something's
right.
Going to get fucked up.
Right.
But what do I know? 813-90-BUBBA. So we'll go watch this environmental disaster because it's festive.
It's close and we're going to go hang out there. Like, that's really the only, like, we don't actually care about, like, the stuff going
on. But we like to see things going on. Nothing's better than just kind of, just loosely strolling around.
Not caring.
When I walk, I realize I have the stance and the gait of like an old Asian man. Like I like to put my hands behind my back. You guys have all seen this before. You kind of tilt a little forward, and you don't walk very quickly. And
like
just
ice skater.
Kind of, but yeah, you just kind of like walk, and it looks like you're pondering. Doesn't mm-hmm. It's not really like a stroll. I'm pondering, I'm thinking, I'm looking. But I like to walk with like my hand clasped behind my back, like I'm being arrested or something by myself. But yeah, I'm excited to do that. I think I'm gonna hit an open mat. At the gym, at the BJJ gym, I've been trying to do at least 3 to 4 times a week there. And I don't want to jump to any conclusions now, but I have an inkling I might be improving.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I'm actually not getting... It's not that I'm not getting better. I'm starting to see opportunities that I didn't see before. So, for example, like, I'm trying a lot more variation of moves. Because I used to do, like, the same one, two things. Now I'm trying things. They almost never work. But at least I'm getting the concept, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Like, I'll try a sweep I saw, and I'll tell the person I'm rolling with, I'm like, you see what I'm trying to do. Like, you give me points in your head, like, oh, that's clever. So I feel like I'm enjoying it more. I definitely have a different outlook on it. I care much less if I, you know, like, win a match or something. Because before I used to beat myself up, I'm like, why am I so bad?
Well, and it's usually... one or two times after you say you're doing good.
Yeah, yeah, that's usually, it's just the natural progression. It's like the insulin, it spikes, it drops, you know, you're alert, you're not alert. So yeah, it's usually once I think I say I'm getting better is usually when I get down in the dumps because I'm like, man, I fucking suck. I don't want to say this time is different, but it's probably been the longest span of time I've gone to jiu-jitsu without like, hating myself. I know that sounds terrible, okay. But it's weird. I feel like it's this beautiful, I'm trying to think of like an artist I actually like a Da Vinci or something. I don't really like all this like impressionist, like fucking blotchy Picasso bullshit. Mm-hmm. But like think of this beautiful picture. And when you first start jiu-jitsu, it's completely dark. And then the lights are slowly lifting and you're seeing more and more and more detail. So like lately I've just been feeling like there's been a little bit more of the picture illuminated and you can start to connect dots that you just didn't before. You just didn't see it. I imagine it's the closest thing to like starting to speak a language. At first it's really like jerky. But then things start to come a bit more naturally, or like driving a car. Maybe that's a better example. You know, at first everything is like, oh, what, 10 and 2 and this and that. And now you're just like
leaned back,
eyes closed, fucking driving with your knee.
Taking a nap when you're going straight. Mm-hmm. Of course. Why not?
Texting, driving. I was thinking about that yesterday, how productive, much more productive we can be with a cellular device. I mean, I was texting, not while I was driving. I was at a full stop, clearly, you know, but it's nevertheless in my car in the driver's seat. I'm texting. I'm making phone calls. I'm trying to cancel gym memberships. I'm trying to start new gym memberships. Like in a 40-minute span, I was looking at the distance from where I will live in a few weeks mm-hmm. to the distance to different gyms in the area to see which one is closest.
Of course, yeah.
And I'm like, God, I'm really accomplishing a lot when I should be just focusing on the road. But I'm like, I'm so productive and I love being productive. Excuse me, or at least feeling productive.
Do you use any of your hands-free stuff on your phone at all?
Rarely.
It's like so good and I never use it.
What do you mean? Like specifically?
Asking, well, obviously like I would ask Google. You could ask Siri, like mm-hmm. all kinds of questions. Literally you type in, like you could ask the same things. You can do talk to text and it works great. I just never use it.
Yeah, I do sometimes when something is maybe like time sensitive, like my friend's waiting on a reply for something. But usually I like to get in there, reread the grammar.
No, I know, me too, but...
Yeah, that's just how it is. But I've realized new things bring me joy now, and I feel like this is kind of a development maybe in the last, like, really in the last 3 to 4 years. But and I know that you know this, and you've known me no other way, but I love organizing shit. Like, more than I think about it later, I'm like, man, everything's so clean.
Yeah.
Everything's put away, and it's nice in its spot. And it's hidey hole, and I just walk in, and the house is so clean. And Reagan is great; like she does a lot. I'm a bit more of the obsessive compulsive type, so mm-hmm. when I clean, it's like, I mean, we're talking like the towel must be straight edges, you know, which isn't necessarily a good thing to be that insane, but it just makes me so happy when things like yesterday, my gi was in the back seat of my car, and I'm like, most people would just throw a gi. Even if it's clean in the car, mine was fucking folded. I like making the bed. I like putting away the dishes.
You would love these Japanese videos I watch.
Well, I do watch them. And the Japanese are, they're very clean folks. But it's, you know what? It's the Japanese, but really it's like all Asian. Like all.
Yeah, but I know. But the videos I watch are the Japanese ones is what I'm saying.
Yes. Because everything is so small and compact.
But it's very organized.
Yes.
Like, you know, every hotel they check into, it's just one guy that I basically watch.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you walk in the door, and sometimes, like, even in the check-in of the hotel, like, they have a bag, basically, of slippers. You get your own slippers. You take your shoes off. And, like, the one I was watching a few days ago, like, they had as soon as you walk into the hotel, they give you slippers, brand new, sealed, you know, whatever.
The millennials?
It wasn't that one, but okay, yeah, same basic thing. And then, like, there's a special shoe bag that, like, you put your street shoes in, and then, like, they seal them, and you don't wear them again until you leave the hotel, but, like, they give them to you, and, like, but, like, everything's...
The display is very organized.
Yes, everything's very organized. Like, he bought, like, some chocolates or something, you know, whatever, some sweets or something, and, like, it was wrapped very delicately with, like, wrapping paper,
yes.
And then, like, the box was very ornate, and then, like... Each individual thing had its own little wrapper, and it was all just super organized. And
yeah,
like, but it's all like that.
Yeah, it's weird, not weird, but different. That it doesn't seem to be an individual difference. Like you meet people in the States, some people are tidy, some people are messy, some people are organized, some people are not. But it seems like it's part of, especially the Japanese culture.
Yes,
to not only just be clean, because that just should be how it always mm-hmm. is, but to be tidy and organized. And it's like it's part of the culture, the presentation, the display. It's a reflection of the family. If the house is dirty or messy, or you mm-hmm. know, it's rude to the guest, or however it is. I as someone with like obsessive compulsive disorder, I love it.
And these like
it makes
little
me so happy.
The little like restaurants will open, and right before they open, like the lady goes outside and sweeps all the even though it's not like technically theirs, it's just like the regular sidewalk for the block.
Yeah.
You know, she's out there sweeping it, and then like after she sweeps it, she takes a hose and like hoses it all off, so it's like very nice and clean. Mm. And like it's like all of them that I've seen do that.
I think it's like tied into respect.
Yeah.
Like showing respect for customers
sure.
or family or
sure.
friends to be organized, tidy, where you know everything is. I remember when I was right before I got fired for like the fifth time at a bar I worked at the Embassy Suites in Detroit. I remember there was this old German man, and he would come in periodically because he would do business in Detroit. And he would tell me about all the places he traveled. And not that I'm like so well traveled, but I'd been to a few places. So we would kind of go back and forth. And I remember him telling, I was like, what's like the strangest place you've been? Like the most culture shock different from what you're used to? And he was like, Japan by far. He's
really?
Like, yeah, he was like, he said that he like lived there for 3 years. And even after that point, he couldn't fully like grasp the culture.
Huh.
Like there were so many like intricacies and it was just so foreign to him. And again, he's from Germany, so he wasn't from the
yeah.
States. But he's like, you know, the States make sense. And he's like, I was able to adjust pretty quickly to that. But he was like, Japanese culture. And also he would stand out a bit more because he's like this big, burly, like portly, like
okay.
bald white guy with blue eyes. So he looked nothing like the people that live there. So
right.
maybe he didn't feel like he was able to kind of fully integrate. But he just said that the culture is like so nuanced and like, I'm not trying to say weird, but that's kind of like his wording.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, it was definitely the most unusual and different from home culture that he experienced. And he would travel the world. So I always thought about that it was just so different.
That Shalma guy.
Yeah.
He was in, I want to say, I think it was Kenya, like the past few days. Like,
okay.
And like, I was kind of surprised. Number one, how many of them spoke English, and two, like how nice they were. And like they like he was on the street and this guy's like, do you have a wife? And he was like, he's like kind of joking, right? Oh no, he said, Shama said, I'm here to find a girlfriend or a wife
yeah.
or something, even though he is married. And the guy's like, oh well, you could have my sister.
Oh, just offering her up.
Yeah.
Well, they see a white guy, they assume he's got money. You can kind of tell by looking at him,
right?
He's not
right,
poor. Yeah,
right.
So they're just like, let me get your passports. Let me get your shots.
Yeah.
813-90-BUBBA. Before I take that phone call, and I am going to take that phone call, I do have to give a big, big thank you to Nick the Gun Guy. And is it his girlfriend, his wife?
Yes, it is.
Amber. Thank you both so much for dropping off that hair product. Because unlike NABBA, better known as a nice ass bad attitude, Jennifer, who works with Dan... My hair is not on fleek. It's very frizzy, and living in Florida doesn't make it any better, especially when mm-hmm. that humidity rises, so does my frizz. And so lately I've just been getting kind of frustrated. And I also wash my hair more frequently because with jujitsu, like, there's no, let me just put in some, like, dry shampoo. Right. It's like, you need to just fucking wash the hair. So it was kind of getting dried out, and it was getting frizzy, and it just, like, never really, I was having, like, zero good hair days anymore. And periodically, I used to have them. So I kind of, Nick was talking about how Amber always, I think she's a hairstylist, or she knows. Right. So he's like, Amber can help you. So they dropped off some product. I'm very excited to use it. Of course, I look it up on Amazon. I'm like, oh, that's some good shit.
Now, he said he was gonna text you or something, the instructions that she had how to use it.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
And then I also looked on the bottle as well. So I'll definitely be using it the next time I wash my hair. So a big thank you to both of them. And then also to Tease for getting us some friggin' Alex Stein
Pimp on a Blimp shirts.
I like the pimp on the front. I think that's my favorite part. So I'll be wearing that periodically around town. And let's take this phone call. Hello, who's this?
What's up, guys? Florida Stanley.
What's up, Florida Stanley?
Hey, so Blitz, before we end the call, I have a question for you. But first, Anna.
Yo.
I am going to reenact what I was saying to myself in the car yesterday, and you're going to try and guess what I was listening to, okay?
Okay.
So here's what I was saying for about 45 minutes. Oh, dear God, what the fuck?
Yeah. And I'm supposed to guess what you were referring to?
What was I listening to that would make me react like that for 45 straight minutes?
45 straight minutes. Do you have any guesses? Oh, dear God.
No. The Wild Station?
You guys were just talking about it. Not today. You guys were just talking about it recently.
Who knows?
Oh, we talk about it so much. Can you get...
Carmen Karma.
Oh!
I went and listened.
Did you? Okay. Can we talk about this?
When you guys were talking about that and you were telling, like, the quick little stories, I'm like, I have got to go on Shark
Tank. I'm telling you. She's a different animal.
This fucking podcast. Oh,
did you listen to
God.
The, it's called the Shark Tank, I think?
Yes.
Okay, with that black guy who works with No Jumper.
Yes.
He actually did a great fucking job because he let her go. He was just asking the right questions. And
she's in the shower with her husband and squeezes her
a condom out.
Fucking condom from another dude.
Dude.
What the fuck?
I know. I know. And here's the thing. It's like you hear about slutty stories and it's like, okay, you have a high body count, whatever. We've heard it before. But when the fact that this guy, who has probably seen some shit, he looked like a cool, smooth black brother. And when he was like, what the fuck? Like he was, he's like, you were scissoring girls at seven who were also seven.
Yeah, I heard you
four of them.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know. Orgies.
It wasn't just one. There was four.
No. Hit the train horn for a second, please. Shivering Bivs, Nero Sizz, donated, and it says Blummel Bitches, $500.
Sorry, boo-man. Oh, my God. Thank you, Shivering Business. This is Piz
awesome.
Kids, Jeffrey Ross with the cornrows. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. Thank you. Back to Carmen Karma. Were you just like, because and you've heard some shit in your life. You've been listening to Bubba for many years. You're not a prude.
What? I'm just a fucked up individual myself.
Yeah, you're not a prude. But that was like, even the Sharp guy was like what
the fuck? Yeah, he was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And he kind of gave her shit with the whole story where her boyfriend drank the fucking cum of another dude. I don't know if I could say that on YouTube.
Well, you just did. But yes, when she snuck out to the gas station and came back.
Yeah, and so like even he was like giving her kind of shit about
she was
that.
Laughing.
He was like, you're kind of that's kind of fucked up. Like he was actually
pushing back and she just kept laughing. Like, and to her credit, she didn't fucking waver. She wasn't like, oh, it wasn't that bad. She was like, I'm a hoe. Like she was just like, I'm a fucking.
Jesus.
And I loved the fact that he wasn't just calling her a hoe. He's like, you are a fucking full-blown nymphomaniac. Like, you meet people who are just like hoes or want like validation. And I'm sure there was some of that with her. But she just had like an insatiable mm-hmm. sex drive that like one man could never satisfy her.
Because
she was like, she needed it all the fucking time.
Well, and so like one of the things that she starts off with is most porn stars do like three shoots a month. She does three a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Orgies and gangbangs and it's just insatiable.
With multiple guys in each shoot. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
And I looked up pictures of her. I'm like, I've got to see what this bitch looks like. So I looked up pictures of her. Her puss does not look that beat up.
Is it hard to tell from the outside? I don't know. But, and she's had two kids also.
I mean, you would think so. But.
Yeah. Yeah. What was I going to say?
I don't know what it looks like on the inside, but from the outside, it does not look like hamburger meat.
It looks
pretty decent. When I saw the pictures, I was like, okay, like,
it's not bad. Yeah, and here's the thing. I remember I was listening to it was something with Andrew Tate, and he was on with like some guy who was a porn star, and the porn star guy was talking about how there's like two different types of women in porn, like the ones that just do it for the money and they're kind of princesses about it, and then he's like, every once in a while you run into just a true fucking nymphomaniac, and he's like, you can always tell it's going to be a good shoot when they start sucking your dick before the camera starts rolling.
Oh,
and like, that's what he said. I remember that because I was just like, that's so true. It wasn't like, I'm just here for the money. Like, they're fucking, they just want to gobble the cock. Like, they cannot fucking wait. And
well,
that is this chick.
Saying. She said that she can tell when she does these orgies with other women.
Yeah.
She says that she's like, I can tell the women that enjoy sex and the ones that are only doing it for money.
Yeah. I mean, that. Yeah, she was able to tell that. And then did you hear how she was like jobbing out her husband? How, I don't know if you listened to the whole thing. I listened to the whole 40 minutes.
Like, he's like a little bitch.
Yeah, we can't say certain words, you know, that rhyme with pimp.
Yeah,
so we're not going to say it. But she was saying that she started fucking some dude and he almost convinced her to get a divorce. And she was like laughing about it. She's like, yeah, I fell in love with him. Like, he almost convinced me to get a divorce, but I decided not to because he like broke it off or something.
Her husband doesn't put her in her place, and that's what she likes, and that's why she fucks other dudes.
Yeah.
She fucks other dudes that put her in her place because that's what she wants, but she likes being married to this guy.
Yeah, well, she not cheats, but she messes around with guys who are like
is
the alpha type.
Do you know if he knows and is okay with it?
No, he like sets it up for her. Because I guess he's assuming that she's going to do it anyway. So, and he said that on a different podcast that I watched because I went full all in on this. But he said that he knows that she's going to cheat anyway. So he's like, I would at least like to have some sort of, in his mind, control over the situation. So he hits people up and because he was in the Navy. And while he was overseas, he would hit up these guys and say, hey, can you go over and like fuck my wife? Oh, Bright Farm, John's Island, 1999, a bitch ain't one. Thank you so much.
Bitch ain't one. All right, I don't want to spoil too much for anybody else that's going to be
listening.
Oh,
man, it's so good.
Blitz, my Zelle question.
Yep.
I don't know if maybe I'm typing it in wrong or Bubba's saying it wrong, but I have my Zelle account linked to two of my Chase accounts.
Okay.
So I can do it right on my app, but I can't. Like, what do I need either an email or a phone number to look up.
Yeah, the email is Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, at thebubarmy.com. That's the email you use.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, I'm logging in right now. So while I'm logging in, my next question is, does he get instant notification? Like, okay, so on the morning show, if I were to snipe somebody on Zelle, would he be able to see it right away?
I mean, he gets the notification on his phone, whether he's looking at it for that second or not, I don't know. But, yeah, it comes in fairly quickly. But, you know, sometimes...
Well, it shows up instantly, I know that, but I don't... Yeah, okay, so it's on his phone, so if he doesn't see it, then...
And a lot of times he keeps his phone kind of propped up on the board for notifications like that, but, you know, sometimes he'll wait till the break or something to actually look at it.
He's pretty good about calling out the Cash App stuff.
And Zelle will be the same... Zelle will be the same way.
BubbaArmy.com.
Yes. Yeah, that's the actual email. Kind of like PayPal email is PayPal at the Bubba Army. So there you go.
There you go.
Bubba Army. I already have that. Oh, add. Wait. No. Email. Oh, okay. So I got to type it in twice. That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, Zelle's kind of weird. Like, once it's actually in there, then it's in your contacts or whatever. But the first time you add it.
TheBubbaArmy.com.
Yes.
Add recipient. I think it worked. Okay. I think it worked.
Okay.
So if I do it now, though, you guys won't see it.
I get the email notification. Sometimes that's a little delayed, but I don't have access to the actual account or anything.
All right. I'll try it on Monday and see,
Perfect.
How quickly he actually sees it. I'll throw like $10 or something.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thanks, Florida Stanley. Right. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
Brian from Philly, $20. Thank you guys so much. Super chat. Yes. I mean, wow, we're really killing it today. God bless. 813-90 Bubba. But yeah, I'm so glad Florida Stanley called in to revisit that gold mine of debauchery. Jesus. It is funny because, you know me, I'm always studying people because I'm always like, what led to that? You know, and while I was watching that interview, and it's associated with No Jumper. It's a guy, I don't know his first name. His last name must be Sharp because it's called The Sharp Tank.
Okay.
And he's interviewing this woman. And to be honest with you, she is like, she's pretty articulate for a dumb whore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's really good about going in the direction that people want her to go. And she doesn't give a lot of like, yeah, she gave a lot of background. She said that she had mommy issues. Her mom tried to like drown her when she was like a kid, she can recall, and then she hasn't seen her mom in like 10-20 years or something like that.
Adam, is that the guy's name? Maybe
that's Adam is the No Jumper guy, but it's okay. It's called the Sharp Tank. It's
no, I know it's it's,
but Adam was... 22 is okay. He apparently, and here's the thing, like with full disclosure, like I've been trying to reach out to them to get Bubba on the No Jumper podcast because it's pretty big, right. I didn't know
TJ Hale.
Is it like a black guy with a?
I'm looking. There's a question that says who is the host of the Sharp Tank podcast, and it says TJ Hale.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Maybe it's his real name or something.
Yeah, because he has a tattoo on his eyebrow. Like you can't miss him. Like he's got tattoos all over. But this,
Raymond Christopher Sharp.
That's probably it.
A convicted Los Angeles pimp, or Las Vegas pimp. I'm sorry. Wait,
maybe.
That's not it.
Question mark.
That's not it.
Well, just look it up. You'll find it. And what was I gonna say? Damn it. Hold on, it's gonna come to me. Yeah, she was articulate. The Adam guy.
Oh, okay, Adam 22.
Yes, Adam 22. So I didn't realize that Adam, I just thought he had a podcast about, you know, it seems like he's always interviewing porn stars, OnlyFans people, and rappers. So I was like, oh, it's like a urban kind of, I mean, he's white, but whatever, like an urban kind of centric, pop culture, sexy. I didn't know what it was. I didn't realize that he himself has an OnlyFans where he fucks other bitches with his wife.
Yeah, because it says he's a porn star.
I didn't know that. And he always talks about his penis, and he's always very like, again, I don't listen to it all that often, but there was a few times where he would openly talk about having sex, and I'm like, wow, he's really open. But I didn't know that he was on the OnlyFans. And so he's invited people like Carmen Karma to have threesomes with his wife.
Okay.
And it's so funny because on the show, his wife just, like, she looks like the girl next door. She looks like she could be, like, Persian or something. And she just looks, like, very sweet. You know, Adam looks crazy because he's got, like, tattoos on his face. He's this, like, white guy, skinny, like, tattoos everywhere. She doesn't. And she's, like, really nice and, like, sweet. And then
Lena the plug?
Yes. Yes, probably the butt plug. So she, I watched, I think I went on, like, Pornhub or something. Or no, I didn't. Yeah.
In 2017, they announced on their YouTube that they're uploading a 2-minute and 16-second sex tape featuring them. That's when he got started.
In what year?
2017.
Okay. So I think I went on Pornhub to find them, and I did, and they have like a podcast and they fuck. So it's like this.
What?
They will like be fucking, and then it cuts to them talking about the fuck, and then back to the fucking.
Yeah, it says December 2019, they announced they're going to release some stuff on Pornhub with podcasts.
It was the strangest thing because they're just like, oh, so what do you like? And then it's like, oh, what do you like? Ah, squirty. And I'm like, what? Overload. What the fuck's going on? But then I was like, that's also really unique and brilliant. And I don't know anybody else doing that. So yeah. Kudos to them. But yeah, so this they had this Carmen Karma woman on. And I don't know how I found it. But
they have kids together.
Yes, they have.
Or a kid, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Daughter.
Lena has one kid. So it was just, it all blew me away. And it's hard now to really shock me. Probably same with you working with Bubba and just being, you know, in your 30s or 40s and not a prude and you have a sense of humor. Typically, you're going to hear some shit where you're like, oh, okay, people are freaky. Or, oh, you had a sex tape that leaked. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, Hogan banged your wife. Oh, crazy. Like, that doesn't even touch the surface of, like, this Carmen Karma chick. I can't.
Right.
I was so blown away about how clinically nymphomaniac she was.
Right, and she talks about it like it's no big deal.
Yeah, but I also really appreciate that she, there wasn't a lot of like, oh my God, yeah. She wasn't like filming herself during the interview, which some of the other girls do. She's like, she doesn't really look like a bimbo. She just looks like a nasty, like a filthy McNasty. And she's pretty articulate. And she was able to kind of walk you through her upbringing. And she, you know, she was like, yeah, I was abandoned by my mom and I have issues. But she said from the time that she can remember as a small child, she'd just been so sexual, which is kind of unusual for like a 7-year-old girl to just like really crave and like want to be like naked in a tube top. And
it, she was saying like her parents knew about it and they were like kept telling her not to do it. And she's like, yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. She's like, I don't give a fuck about you. I'm going to live my
she
life.
She was like trying to like not quote unquote rape, but like take advantage of like other kids her age.
Yeah,
I mean,
she
whatever,
was seven
like,
and she convinced like 3 other girls at a slumber party to scissor. She's like, oh, let's pretend we're having sex. Just crazy, absolutely mind-blowing stuff, like super precocious. She said that when she was 12, and I remember like Sharp was like, I don't even want to hear about what happened when you turned 10, like the double digits, if you were already trying to pseudo-fuck at 7. But she said when she was like 11 or 12, she would let all the boys at school like touch her like down her pants.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a thing and they all knew about it. And he was like, how did that make you feel that everybody knew that you liked to get, you know, fondled down there when you were like 12? She's like, I fucking loved it. She's like, I loved the attention. I loved the fact that, you know, because she was so horny. Mike, what is that? Thurman?
Yeah.
1999 on Super Chat. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. You'll get a horn for that. Yep. So, yeah, my white lab coat was on the whole interview just trying to understand. And then on top of all of that craziness, to lock down a man who, by the way, is not unattractive.
Right, right.
Her husband isn't like ugly. He's like a beefy dude. Mm-hmm. And then to hear all the stuff that he allows or like sets up for her. And she'll just be like, yeah, he loves me so much. He just doesn't want to lose me. He'll do whatever I want. And she's just like, I walk all over him. Like, she was so honest about it. It was crazy.
I would not.
I know. And that was the reaction of the host. He was just like, what? He's like, man, he's like, kind of like trying to throw some props his way by saying
funny.
I'm
kind of prudish as far as like, I don't want my girl, whoever it is, to like let anyone else like have her. But like, if you're into that, whatever, like that doesn't bother, like whatever. It's the like walking all over him part. It's like, just no, like no.
But then on top of that, she's a public figure and talking about how she allows you allow her to do whatever she wants.
Right.
And then for her to say like, I'm not even really attracted to that. Like the host was like wide-eyed the whole time.
Yeah. Again, if you want to do it like sexually with other people and like that's what you're into, like that's fine. I don't care. Like not my thing, but that doesn't bother me. Like, okay, if you're into that, like I get it. But the disrespect part is like,
she was like, I almost left him for another guy because like this other guy's dick was so good. And the host was just like, he was trying to throw some props his way because it was just like so devastating to a male ego to be like, you know, he's a opposite of a pimp. And so he was just like, man, he's a really like good guy. He's, you know, he's really understanding or something, like some sort of words that make it salvageable.
Yeah.
But he was just like, I could never even imagine.
No way.
Letting that happen. But and then the way he would talk, it was just so funny. He was like, so tell me about your teenage hoe activities. Like, he was actually like, I was really surprised at like how much I liked his style of interviewing.
That's funny.
Yeah. So check out the Shark Tank with Carmen Karma. It's 40 minutes, but it literally felt like 10. You know what I mean? When you're like so into something, like hanging on someone's every word, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, this is blowing my mind.
It's funny because like, I don't mind hearing about it, but to me, I don't want to listen to that.
I would think I was just so shocked, and I was shocked that I was shocked because I'm like, I didn't think there was anything left to really surprise me.
Right.
And there was.
That's funny.
So I liked that. Let's take a call. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Brian, who barely calls, but I'm calling your show.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
You called all morning. What are you talking about?
I did. I was trying to give you advice. I was trying to speak to you, Blitz.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, so I was trying to give you advice on Zelle. So I work for a competing company
that does very well. Yep.
And so I was going to answer one question on how Zelle makes money.
Okay.
So they are an integration system where the banks pay them to use their service.
Right, and I kind of knew that, but...
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass dealing with customer service and software issues.
Sure.
So that's how they do it.
Okay. I've looked it up before, and I kind of knew that, but, you know, from the outside looking in, for most people, it's like, how do they make money?
Yeah, essentially. Right. Because they're not a bank.
No,
they're,
I know.
Yeah, so they're the company, well, obviously, I think you've looked me up, but the company I work for, we're a peer-to-peer system.
Yeah, I mean, you said who you work for before. I mean, you don't have to. That's fine, but that's how I know.
Yeah, the thing that when you're talking about with notifications and whatnot,
yeah,
you should be able to be added as a manager on. I'm assuming that it's a business account.
Yes.
Okay, so you should be able to be added as a manager and get notifications. Unless they've changed something in the last couple of months, I'm pretty sure that should be easily done. Also, the confusion with people getting whether it's BTLS or Bubba Sponge, you can actually, let's say Anna, she can essentially add a number that goes to BTLS, and then that can get forwarded to the same account.
Right.
Yeah, so I would look into that, so that way, you know, everything that, like, where whoever, I forget who it was this morning that sent it to the wrong place.
Jay Gator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will get forwarded to the eventual one. So that's one thing that I would look into. But
okay.
Yeah, I would start pushing Zelle. I mean, the company I work for, I would look into it as well. You might have a ton of overseas people.
Okay.
And it's the same thing. It's either done through... it's a Wise account. So,
right.
Yeah, and you just put in the...
I know Zelle makes it easy because it's right through his actual bank account, the business bank account. So it's, you know, it's simple.
Yeah, well, this one does the same thing. You would just do like...
No, I know. But I'm saying you can actually log in. You know, you actually go to the bank website and just put your information in and you're done. You don't have to go to a different,
Yeah, we're actually going to be doing that in about 3 months,
good,
to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, Zelle just makes it easy. So that's why that got picked.
Oh yeah, Zelle's a great company.
Yeah, yeah.
I would never discount what they do.
Okay.
But besides that, I mean, I think with all these people giving so much money through PayPal and Cash App, just switch to Zelle.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't cost anyone any money.
Right.
Yeah. So.
No, I agree. And we're just before we like really really pushed it, we just want to make sure like it actually works and everything's set up right and all that. So.
Yeah. Well, it's good you set up a business account because otherwise, you know, shit's in trouble.
No, it goes right to the business account.
All right, perfect.
Cool.
All right.
Well, that was pretty much. Oh, wait.
Yep.
Actually, I had one more thing.
Sure.
One more thing. I wanted to ask about, have you ever seen the video? Because yesterday you guys were talking about planes and the F-35.
Yeah.
Yes, what do you want to know?
I forget... the name of the guy's name, but he was a French guy. He talked about how the F-35 is a lemon.
I mean, another one crashed again, like yesterday, the day before.
Yeah, and he describes the. I watched the interview. My dad worked for the Air Force for 37 years, and one of my best friends is a fighter pilot teacher.
Okay,
he's in Oklahoma, and he doesn't like the F-35.
Right.
Because he views it as basically like a way for the government to spend money. Because it has this vertical liftoff, it has to carry a heavy load, it can't maneuver correctly.
Right.
So I'm wondering why you think it might be the best plane out there.
Hold on. It's the best plane out there in service.
Can I try to interject here for a second?
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask a question so we can learn together, everyone together.
I'm trying to learn too.
Okay. Is it considered the best because it's the most stealth?
Basically, yes. Well, but it is. It's in our military, it is, other than like the actual
bomber.
The B-2, but that's not the same kind of plane.
Yeah, it's not the same kind of plane.
But the F-22 is awesome, but like the plane that it went against was probably a better plane. And it was probably politics on why the F-22 won. Same thing with the F-35 and the JSF program. Like, it was not necessarily the better plane, but because of politics, that's probably why it won. And I still think it's the probably best fighter plane we have right now, and mainly because it's newer in technology.
Gotcha. Yeah, so. I was just confused because I was talking to my friend the other day, and I was like, he was talking about, oh, they're training for this and training that, and eventually we're just going to switch to drones, and he's trying to learn drone technology himself, and you know, we're 30, I'm 36, he's 36. We're
old ass.
He's having to learn new technology for what's coming out.
Yeah.
Not that he's giving out secrets, but he's just like, we're not going to have people flying planes.
No, of course not.
Longer.
It's dumb to have people flying planes.
Yeah.
That we have right now because of technology, basically. But like, it's not necessarily the best plane. Period. Like the ones that it was going against were probably better planes. But
yeah,
you know, you get a guy that you know works for a company that knows someone in the Pentagon and blah blah blah, and then they win. That's how it goes.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah. So. For Blitz, just Google F-35 Lemon, and you'll see the interview with the guy who designed the planes. You'll find it interesting.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know a tenth of what you know, but.
You.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
All right, man, too. Thanks.
Okay. Sorry. A little bit is fine, but it, especially when people, and again, I'm not throwing shade. Thank you for calling in. This is certainly Blitz's wheelhouse. But with the whole, like, just one more thing, and then you and then you think it's ending, and then they take it back. Oh, I just had a question. And then I'm just like, no, we need to move on.
Yeah.
We need to move on.
Yep.
Sorry. I know that this is probably something that, you know, Dan has been wrestling with. But it's funny because, like, I've been thinking about, you know, the differences between raising a son and raising a daughter.
Right.
And I find it really interesting, both with Jay and with Dan, because obviously they're different as parents and as people, but just the different strategies and advice given even by Jay to his son, which is very much like play the field, get experience, compared to what both of them would say to their daughters, which is, don't get experience, don't play the field, and stay the fuck home.
That's not just them. That's almost every parent would say that.
It is really every parent. And it's like, I feel like the modern thing to say is like, oh, well, that's sexist and da-da-da. And I guess to some degree, until, you know, somewhat recently, I'd be like, yeah, I would tell both daughter and son, like, not necessarily like lay low, but fucking don't be a hoe, you know, even your son, be respectful.
Yeah, of course.
Not because you need to respect women per se, but you need to respect people, like respect their feelings and don't take advantage of people because X, Y, and Z. So, but it is interesting to hear about, like, to see men who, you know, are very open about their love for women and the fact that they like it when they see women that are scantily clad, to see that 180 shift when they're talking about their daughters.
Oh, yeah.
Is interesting to me. I like hearing about it. But, you know, it got me thinking, and it almost made me a little sad, because when I turned 15, nobody was worried. No, like, dad was
worried. They were worried. They were like, Anna, go out and, like, go find some boys or something.
You like boys, right? When I was 15, like, some would say I never blossomed, but when I was 15, like, nobody was worried. Dad wasn't worried. I was just kind of a fucking nerd, you know?
Right.
But not, like, to the point where I was getting shoved in lockers or anything like that. But, and I was lucky because I had a really good group of girlfriends. And I will give credit where credit is due. A lot of them were just, like, nice Protestant girls.
Right, right.
Like, came from good Christian homes, had good family values, and my parents were like, yeah, hang with them. That's great. They're not going to parties. They're nerds. They're, you know, even the girls that I hung out with, because, you know, I did dance. Even the girls who did dance and even cheer, like, the ones I were hanging out with were fucking prudes. They were not going out on the weekend. Their parents knew where they were at every fucking second of every fucking day. Mm-hmm. And my parents felt very comfortable that I was mingling with them. So the fact, and not to say that, you know, other people aren't religious, but no one was going on dates. No one was, you know, messing around behind the bleachers. Like, that just didn't exist in my reality. And I remember having interactions with girls that did. Like, I remember there was this girl named Kristen Green, and she was like the Carmen Karma of Rancho Buena Vista High School, because she was a filthy McNasty. She was a year younger than me. And I remember I must have been about 16 and she was 15. And she was kind of whiz triz, not going to lie.
Okay.
And she was in dance, but she was like in the, her parents couldn't afford dance lessons. So she was a little bit in the less advanced dance team.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking to her, and I didn't want people to know. I didn't really care if people thought that I was a virgin, because I'm like, I'm 16. I'm not supposed to have sex. Later did I find out that, you know, is usually around the age that people lose it. But I didn't want people to know I hadn't kissed a boy or hadn't even held a boy's hand or anything. Like, I had zero experience with boys. And I remember she telling me, she's like, Anna, I got to tell you something. Because she knew I liked, I would listen to her. Mm-hmm. So she would just talk and I just let her go. And she's like, you know, make sure, you know, you don't have anal. And I was like, what? She's like, don't have anal. She's like, I had anal last year when she was like 14.
Oh my God.
And she said, and she's like, I couldn't shit for 3 days. I was like the levels of like, I'm like, in my head, I was like, I haven't even held a boy's hand. And you've had anal? Like, it was just really mind-blowing, the fact that she had already acquired so much experience.
It's funny because around, like, when I was going to high school, the technical virgin was, like, a big deal.
So someone that had anal but had...
Yeah,
had
so that was, like, the thing. If you want to stay a virgin, you could just have anal. Like, that was kind of the... right.
I do remember that coming up in college, because there was a girl who was a Catholic girl,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to be pure until she was married, and so she would take it in the ass. And I thought that was like, I remember talking with a friend who wasn't religious, but I'm like, that is the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was technical version. That's.
But also, isn't sodomy against...
Of course.
Like, any, and by the way, I've looked up sodomy, because sodomy can mean different things. Sodomy is essentially any, like, sexual act that doesn't lead to reproduction. So masturbating is considered sodomy. Taking in the ass is sodomy.
Well, I always thought it was just, like, oral and anal, basically.
Both of those qualify, but, like, what it really means is any sexual act that doesn't lead to reproduction.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's all bad. You're not supposed to, as like a Catholic, you're not supposed to masturbate. You're not supposed to have sex out of wedlock. You're certainly not supposed to have gay sex, like all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So I remember hearing about that, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And her name was Erin, the girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Catholic girl. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, she really thinks that? And my friend Jackie was like, yo, yeah. And then I went to Jackie's wedding. About a year and a half ago when I went back to California for that weekend,
mm-hmm.
and Erin was there.
Oh.
She has a kid. She's all buttoned up.
Well.
Fucking.
Walking with a limp?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm almost certain married a man that is on the spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that happened, and I'm curious to see how their kid turns out. So it was good seeing Erin, and I just wanted, you know, I'm like, hey, remember when you were dating that Greek guy and you were taking it in the ass?
Yeah. Did you ask her, like, how you been shitting lately?
Yeah. And I was like, what was his name? It was something Greek. It was like Raphael or like.
That's a very Greek name.
It was something Greek. It was like, what are the Ninja Turtles? Leonardo. It was something like
Donatello.
That. Now, I know that they were Italian, but I'm just saying that it was, you know, it's in that same region. And
yes,
it was a Greek
Ninja Turtle.
Guy. Yeah, it was a Greek guy, and you were taking it in the ass because you thought that was God was going to forgive you.
It was
for that.
Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello, and Raphael.
I think it was Raphael. It was something that I was like,
I'm pretty
wow.
sure those were the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, or maybe it was something like even like Papadopoulos, Stavros, something. But
okay.
I just remember that was the thing that she was it was going in the booty
mm-hmm.
hole.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, God bless her for that. 813-90 Bubba. But yeah, it's interesting to kind of to navigate. Did you date as a teenager? Was that something that?
Yeah.
And who taught you how to date? Was it like your mom? Was it like your dad? Or did you just navigate it on your own?
I think just on my own.
Like, who did you go to for that sort of advice? Did you have any friends that were older?
Yeah, I had some friends.
Okay. Yeah.
probably like, so I remember like in like kindergarten, first grade, like I was like taking a girl out.
Yeah. You got married, I thought.
Well, that's different.
Oh, sorry.
That was fifth grade.
Right. My bad.
Yeah, but like we actually like went to the movies, and she was like a neighbor girl, lived like a few blocks away, mm-hmm. but like very, they were like very religious.
Okay. And this is how, you were how old?
Like first grade. Okay.
I mean, give me high school. Give me high school. So, like, did you take girls out on a date?
Yeah.
What was a date?
Yeah.
Was it, like, proper? Like, you would go and pay for shit? Or, like...
Yeah, I mean, back then it was, like, still cool to go to the mall and hang out. So, okay. Like, you know, Friday night at the mall, you'd walk up and down the mall a few times.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe go to a movie. Maybe get something to eat. Go to, like, CC's Pizza or something. Like, that was about it.
Okay. All right.
That kind of stuff.
I would do like group hangs with guys.
Yeah.
And I liked pretty much any guy that like wasn't ugly, was kind of funny, and wanted to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time, because this is how I would get the boys over. I'm like, who wants to come over and study for calculus?
Hell yeah.
So there was a group, it was like a group of us, like me, another girl, and two guys, so two girls, two guys. And we were studying for like a calculus exam, and I think this is the time, you know, I'd fully gone through puberty and I was looking a little less gross. Braces came off, mm-hmm. and my dad was just peeping in the living room, very uneasy, and he just kept saying, "Oh, American Idol's starting. Does everybody want to come in the living room?" And I'm like, "Dad, we have to study." And he's like, "Okay, well, it's the season finals. If anybody is interested, who wants to watch me play guitar?" And he would like,
oh no,
start playing guitar. And of course, the boys like kind of like move over there. And he's like, "Oh," he's like, "Why don't you try, Gabe? Like, hey, mm-hmm. there you go." And I'm like, "Dad, we have to study."
You're in the room by yourself studying, and they're all hanging out with your
dad. I'm getting cock blocked by my dad. And then I'm just studying with the other girl, and we're just like, "Fuck, all right, I guess this is just like how it is."
Yep. So you just start scissoring.
Yeah, so we just started scissoring. That's what we did. But yeah, that was probably the extent to which I was hanging out with the boy folk. I was terrified of boys. I didn't
Me
understand
too.
Them. Yes. They're a very scary bunch, and some of them were so mean, not very nice. And so and I felt like I was the gateway to all of my like hotter friends. So okay. They would often, like in dance, there were some girls that were really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I like wasn't really one of them. But I also didn't know how to dress. I mean, like I've improved much, but I've never been like an overtly sexual person. So I would always wear sweatshirts and like, you know, jeans that were not very flattering. And I just didn't want anybody like looking at my body. I don't know why. I was like, "Don't look at me. I don't like my arms. I don't like my..." Just an insecure kid. And so I never like really got dressed up, and there were a lot of girls that would obviously on the dance team. And so I remember some of my guy friends would be like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Hi." They're like, it'd be all secretive, and be like, "So is what's Carissa up to?" I'm like, "God damn it. Fuck."
By the way, someone named Brian just sent us $1 on Zelle.
Hell yeah, it worked. It's just the tester dollar.
And that's exactly what it was. I'm just testing to see if this is actually Bubba.
Yes.
So that is actually Bubba.
Beautiful. And it's really hard to kick that money back, right? Like once you send Zelle, it can't.
Yeah, if like the other person accepts it, if it's not actually you,
it's gone.
I think so.
Now, we were talking about how Zelle doesn't take any money off the top, but does Venmo, if it's not instant? Like, because I know the instant one, they charge you like 10%, but like...
I think so.
Okay.
But it's like a lot lower than other methods.
Because I feel like they give you all the money and then maybe there's like a fee at the...
I gotta be honest, I don't really know.
Okay, because I've never seen any money taken off of Venmo if I send it or receive it regularly. Because, you know, they gives you
Brian,
those two options.
The Zelle address, he's in chat asking, it's Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, @thebubbaarmy.com. That's the actual email, Zelle@thebubbaarmy.com.
Beautiful. Zelle@thebubbaarmy.com. So
yep.
Send that shmoney, please, and thank you. Yeah, so I haven't seen any money taken off for Venmo, but then I feel like, and maybe I'm making this up, then there'll be like a random charge. So it's like, I don't know if there's like a yearly, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. But Zelle, all the money goes to us, to Bubba, to the operation. So
yep, goes right in the business bank account.
So send it, please, and thank you. God bless. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Anna. Hey,
hey.
Liz.
What's up?
Hey.
Who's this?
Yesterday, first of all. It's Dave.
It's Dave.
From West Palm.
Dave from West Palm. All right.
What's up?
Go ahead.
So yesterday, first of all, yesterday's after show was off the chains.
So funny, right?
Yeah.
I was laughing all day about
hysterical.
It. Yeah.
Well, one of my friends, and this is a couple of years ago, one of my friends was on that, was on Tinder, and he met this girl, and he saw, first of all, he saw her pictures, and her pictures were only from the, basically from the head up. It was
That's
just a
red
shot,
flag.
Like,
yeah.
All her pictures.
Is it from high above, and sir? So, high above.
Well, she was gorgeous.
Oh.
So we went to go meet her. He went to go meet her and like in the parking garage, this place. And she was driving a yellow Beetle. So he goes, drives around, and like, oh, okay, he parks. He's getting ready to get out of the car to say hi. She gets out of the car, and she's got one arm. So
okay.
He basically got back into his car and left.
Really?
Ooh,
oh, man.
Yeah.
One arm,
yeah.
But the rest of her looked good?
Yeah, but he couldn't date a girl with one arm.
Why not? Would he date a girl with one leg?
No. Would you date a girl with one arm or one leg?
Yes. However, here's the thing. You have to be upfront about that. All right, never mind.
Yeah,
maybe
she
not.
Wasn't. Yeah, she
but
wasn't.
That's the thing. Like, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but you have to be upfront, man.
I agree. Anyway, I thought you guys would finally get a kick out of that.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave from West Palm.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
Anything that's kind of like, I hate to say this, but like out of the norm, maybe. Like, be upfront about it.
Absolutely.
Because most people probably won't care.
Yeah, but it's not something you want to be surprised with.
Right.
You know?
And for yourself, you don't want to deal with that where like you go on a date and the dude's like, oh man, that's disgusting. I'm out of here. Like,
yeah.
That, you don't, like for yourself, don't do that.
Yeah. I have a very dear friend. I'm not going to name him. It was Will. He went on a date. This was years ago. And, you know, the girl, she like had crutches and she wasn't injured. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
And so he was, you know, there was really this battle where he's like, she's cute.
Right.
But like, you know, she's gimpy.
Okay.
And so he, I think he tried, like, you got to give it to somebody who fucking tries. They
yeah.
try to get over it. And again, like, okay, she busted her knee fine. She broke her ankle fine. She's hobbling around in crutches. But if that's the MO is crutches and it's just you got, it, you know, issues. He was like, he said he couldn't do it.
That's
but
fine.
But he tried.
But like, hold on. Did he know going in that was the deal?
I don't think so.
Okay. See, like,
yeah, you got to say I'm gimpy or like I got one arm. And like you said, a lot of people wouldn't fucking care.
That's exactly. Most people probably don't care because like if you're a good enough person or if the match is there, it doesn't really matter that much.
No.
But you can't be surprised about it.
Right.
And do it for your own good, not for the other person. Like,
we'll do it for both. But yeah, don't waste your own time.
That's what I'm saying. Don't waste your own time.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. You got to be upfront about stuff like that. That you know as a, I know we shouldn't be judging, and it's not nice. But if you walk around and people are doing double takes, there's something different about you. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing, but
right.
It's you know it's kind of just like a stair starter.
And there's nothing like cooler than someone who owns their difference.
Fuck yeah.
Like, own that shit.
Be like, I am a little person, or
yeah,
I have one leg. I got four fingers, you know, all this sort of stuff.
Own that shit. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it saves you time, like, because you'll find, you know, if you're dating or whatever, you're like, you'll find that person that doesn't care that likes you for you. And who cares? Like,
right.
But don't waste your time with the other shit.
There's a video, I'm sure, like, most people have seen it. And it's like this girl, and she makes some bet with some guys, like, at a bar with, like, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
And then, like, what is it? I forget what the actual bet was, but she pulls out her hand, and it's just a stump.
Yeah, she's like, they go rock, paper, she goes, oh, and just pulls out, and they're like, what the hell?
And then they have to all buy her drinks. And
yeah,
it was so funny. She owned her shit.
Yep.
And she's like, looks completely normal, regular. I don't know what the proper term is.
I don't either.
She looks like most other people for everything else. It's not like she had a weird face or anything. She was a beautiful girl, but she did have like a stump. And she like does this whole reveal, and it was actually really fucking funny.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, that bitch is cool. She's
exactly.
like, it's kind of funny. It's kind of weird. She knows she's going to freak people out, and she's just cool with it.
Yep.
So, you know, props to that chick.
Yep, on that show.
All right, we are out of here. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much to Shivering Business, His Kids Biz.
Yeah, everyone.
$500, Brian from Philly.
Bright Farm Johns Island.
And Thurman?
Yes.
Thurlman.
And he actually posted. He was, thank you for saying his name right, he said.
Thurlman.
Yes, Mike.
Thurlman. Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thanks to Tease. Thanks to Nick the Gun Guy and his partner, Amber. I'm not sure if they're married or not. I really appreciate all of you. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Don't get too fucked up today. And if you do, do not drive home because Kevin Hazlett's in fucking Serbia right now. He can't help
Croatia.
You. Croatia, wherever he is. God bless. Have a great week. Blitz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on Monday. Goodbye.
See ya.